Just a 1 minute recap. Today's daf was daf 78, daf Ayin Chayr. We started on Ayin Zayin Amud Bet. Part number one of the daf was the topic of Isur Chalal Isur. We had a machloket if one prohibition can take effect on another prohibition. Part number two of the daf, as we got to the Amud Aleph, was the topic of if a Kohen Gadol goes and he's marries and sleeps with the Almana, he is liable for two sets of lashes. One for Lo Yikach, he can't take. One for Lo Yichalel, you cannot profane. Part number three of the daf was, where do we know that the daughter of a convert is pesulah for the kehuna? We learned it out from a common denominator between a first generation convert Egyptian and a halal. And last part of the daf was really jumping all the way onto the Amud Bet, was the four opinions that we brought that show that who is allowed to a kohen. So we had what were the four opinions? We had Rabbi Yehuda, who said that all of the zera has to be Israel, both parents have to be Jewish for the child to be allowed to marry a kohen. Rabbi Ezra Yaakov says even if one parent is Jewish. Rabbi Yosef says even if both parents are converts, meaning converts, not like non-Jews. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the most lenient. He said even if she wasn't born Jewish, but they converted under the age of three, that girl would be kosher for the kohen. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.